We'll go back and archive that conversation we just had on 98qcountry.com, just like we'll do with this conversation. Good morning, Matt, Pioneer Financial Consultants. How's it going down there?
I'm doing good. How about you, Greg?
Well, as usual, Matt, my answer to how I'm doing is the weather, and it's fine today. Nice and cool, not as much smoke, but of course, our thoughts remain with those still directly affected by the fires. Just a change of the wind, and we get to dodge it. But hey, it makes for a more comfortable day in the Northwoods.
Absolutely, absolutely. Feels almost a little bit like fall. I know that it'll be short-lived, but that's all right.
Matt, I was just talking to the North Lakes Community Clinic, and one of the things that I mentioned with them is that they often have timely topics, things like, hey, conditions you might experience in the summer, how to deal with the heat and the smoke we talked about a couple of weeks ago. You're much the same, Matt. You have incredibly timely financial info. Sometimes it's related to what we're seeing in the headlines or changes that have been made to American financial policy. So I ask in very loaded fashion, what have you got for us today?
Yeah, so today, Gray, what I wanted to talk about was specifically about those people that may be switching jobs or looking at retirement and what their options are with their 401k, if they have a 401k plan at work, looking at those options that you have once you, again, either leave a job or retire.
Ooh, I like this one because strictly speaking, Matt, these things could really happen at any point in the calendar. But I know people get a little bit restless in summer and hey, maybe you're not retiring or maybe you're got a different circumstance going. But I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of people get different jobs or have some kind of career transition in the summer. Regardless, though, this is going to be somewhat timeless info. And what have you got for us?
Absolutely. So the first option, and there'll be four different options here that I want to talk about today, Gray, but the first option is to roll over those retirement funds to an IRA. And know that with this option, the option that would give you the most control is to roll some or all of your funds to an IRA. IRAs typically offer a wider variety of investments than employer plans and enable you to consolidate retirement assets in a single account. So what I like to think about there, Gray, is if you're someone who's moved jobs a few different times, you can combine those assets into one account.
And it strikes me as one of those things that might not have been how things originally were, but somebody somewhere said, okay, we need to make this easier. One account, and there it goes. So it's easy to look at this and think it's part of a complex system, and it is, but it could be worse. So continue, please.
Absolutely. And moreover, the IRA is yours to keep and control regardless of your employment situation. And know that you can generally transfer funds without tax liability from a traditional employer account to a traditional IRA or from a designated Roth employer account to a Roth IRA. On top of that, you can convert traditional employer accounts, account funds, to a Roth IRA, but you would owe income taxes payable in the year of the conversion on the taxable portion of the conversion amount. Generally, the amount minus any after-tax contributions. On top of that, Gray, an important point to talk about is that how to execute a rollover. And know that a rollover must be executed properly to preserve the tax advantage status of the funds. You can typically arrange a direct rollover, sometimes known as a trustee-to-trustee transfer, by contacting the administrators of your employer plan and your IRA. The transfer may be electronic, or you could receive a check made out to the receiving IRA trustee, which you should mail to the appropriate address. There is no withholding because the money is not considered as passing through your hands. And if you receive a check, and this is very common, Gray, when we do 401k rollovers, if you receive a check made out in your name, 20% of the distribution will generally be withheld for federal income taxes. In order to retain the tax advantage status, you must roll the distribution, including the 20% withheld, to the IRA within 60 days. Otherwise, it could be considered a taxable distribution. You would have to pay the 20% withholding out of your own funds and wait for the potential tax refund of the withheld amount. So again, Gray, that's just kind of some of the mechanics of a rollover with an IRA. But that is one option when you're leaving an employer-sponsored plan.
Fair enough. And I know that when you do those kinds of things, the options can seem a little bit overwhelming. I know in my experience, I've had like an HR person to help guide me through these kinds of things. But it's worth mentioning, and we'll circle back to this, that, hey, if you're feeling confused in the middle of that process, people can give you a call. But Matt, don't let me interrupt you. Please go on.
Absolutely. So another option, if you don't want to transfer your funds to an IRA, is that you can leave the assets in the former employer's plan. If the vested portion of the employer account is more than $7,000, you generally can keep it in the plan at least until you reach the plan's normal retirement age. This strategy might make sense if fees are low and you are satisfied with the investment options. Your plan may offer investments not available in an IRA, and the cost structure for plan investments might be more favorable than those in an IRA. But keep in mind that you can no longer contribute to or borrow from the plan. Another option would be to transfer assets to a new work-based retirement plan. So if you're moving from one employer that has a 401k to another, you may be able to move those assets to the new employer retirement plan or the new 401k. You might prefer this if you are moving to a new job. Again, your decision may depend on investment options, fees, and expenses, and whether the new plan allows you to transfer those assets. So clearly, obviously, that's a very important part piece of that. Not every employer-sponsored plan allows you to transfer funds in, but it's something that we can check on to know if that's an option for you. And then lastly, the last option is to withdraw the money. And cashing out is generally unwise because you would pay current income taxes and lose out on potential tax advantage growth. On top of that, you may pay a penalty if you're under age 59 and a half, an early withdrawal penalty. For immediate cash, you could make a partial withdrawal and preserve the tax advantage status of the remaining funds through one of the other options, including a direct rollover. So those are the four main options, Gray, that you have. Again, rolling your assets to an IRA, leaving the assets in the former employer's plan, transferring those assets to a new work-based plan, or withdrawing the money. And those are options that we go through in many, many appointments when we meet with folks and discuss the pros and cons of each of those different options.
Well, and that sounds like a pretty normal conversation for you, but for me, it's an intimidating thing, and I'm generally coming into this pretty overwhelmed. Do you often find that people bring some confusion to the table with this kind of topic, Matt, or do you find people are usually pretty ready to ask you what needs done and do it?
Yeah, so I would say some confusion, just because, you know, you don't do this every day. If you work for an employer for many, many years, you've never been in this situation. So generally people want to know their options and what's available to them.
And what I might say is that, you know, with all of these opportunities to save for retirement or to roll over assets or to diversify a portfolio or start an investment account, you know, these serve a lot of functions, but they don't exist just to be simple and easy to understand. They do try. The powers that be, when they give us these opportunities, they do try to simplify them as much as possible. But frankly, these are simply complicated topics, and it's far from odd if you feel a little bit overwhelmed, wouldn't you say, Matt?
Right, absolutely. Absolutely. And that's where everyone's situation is different, you know, and every situation is different, and going through those different options for you makes the most sense.
And you know what? I've got family members in real estate, and I've seen a sentiment online about, hey, you don't need a real estate agent. You can go about the process by yourself. And Matt, that's technically true. But absolutely. Oh my goodness, does the process get a little bit overwhelming, and you don't know what questions to ask, and you're dealing with the owner who really wants to sell the house. And not to say people are dishonest, but hey, that might be the benefit of a neutral expert who's removed from the personal portion of it. And that's exactly what you provide to anybody with their finances, right? That neutral expertise and experience.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Matt, tell us about the best way to get a hold of you guys at Pioneer Financial Consultants, please.
Yeah. So our phone number is 715-748-4000. 3231. We also have our website at www.pioneer-financial.net, where there's a spot where you can certainly send us a message from there if you'd like to communicate that way.
And if you're just joining us halfway through our conversation with Matt today, you might think, boy, I'd like to listen to the beginning of it. I would urge you to find Pioneer Financial Consultants on Facebook, because sure, we post it on our website, but go to Pioneer Financial Consultants, get in touch with them, listen back to this convo, and start taking care of your finances. Matt, thank you so much for giving us a hand talking about money, because I need that help. And I think a lot of us do, and hopefully people give you a call. But mostly, thank you for being here today on 98Q on a busy Tuesday.
Absolutely. Thank you, Gray. And you have a good rest of your day.
You too, Matt. Thank you so much. That's Matt Krieger from Pioneer Financial Consultants, who I just cut off by hanging up the Zoom call. Sorry about that, Matt. Go back to Pioneer Financial Consultants on Facebook, listen back, and get in touch with the people who know what you want to know. Got a word from sponsors and Chris Jansen coming up next before we get into the 9 o'clock hour with top of the hour news. You're listening to 98Q Country, and I appreciate it. Thank you.
Pioneer Financial Consultants is located at 882 East Perkins Street, Medford, Wisconsin, 54451, 625 Ellingson Avenue, Hawkins, Wisconsin, 54530, and 297 North Lake Ave, Phillips, Wisconsin, 54555. Phone number 715-748-3231. The views expressed are not necessarily the opinion of 98Q Country and should not be construed directly or indirectly as an offer to buy or sell any securities or services mentioned herein. Investing is subject to risks, including loss of principal invested. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. No strategy can assure a profit nor protect against loss. Please note that individual situations can vary. Therefore, the information should only be relied upon when coordinated with individual professional advice. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Osaic Wealth Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Osaic Wealth is separately owned, and other entities and/or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Osaic Wealth.